Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos. I want to bring you an audio for today. I'm calling this one Redemption by Reproving. Redemption by Reproving. Yeah, we just got done street preaching at an event today, and it kind of reminded me that everything we do as street preachers and ministers of the gospel, preachers of righteousness, is about redemption. And we never want to forget that, because we've all been redeemed out of our sin and out of the world, those of us born of the gospel. Colossians 1:14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. So redemption is what we're all about. So that's an awesome thing because of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ and repentance to him, born again by the Spirit of God to a new life. And we're called to walk in holiness and obedience and endure. Yeah, that's how that saving grace of God comes through in our lives. But what I want to talk about today is the role that reproving plays in redemption. Let's cover how reproving plays a key role in redemption. Job 6:25. How forcible are right words, but what doth your arguing reprove? Proverbs 9:8, one of my favorite verses. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. Yet that word reprove in Hebrew basically means to correct. And so we have to be corrected from our fleshly, sinful, fallen, rebellious lives outside of Christ and be reproved, convicted, corrected to a life of a saving faith in Christ. You see how important that is? Israel was always being reproved, convicted, brought back under God's covenant, keeping his ways, otherwise they would perish. Isaiah 11:4, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth, and he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with his breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. So we see reproving always, always important in the Old Testament. Let's go to the New Testament. Luke 3:19. But Herod the Tetrarch, being reproved by him for Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, and for all the evils which Herod had done. Yeah, John the Baptist was reproving him for marrying his brother's wife. That was not appropriate according to Torah law, because they already had children together. John 3:20, another one of my favorite verses. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. So we see reproving coming out of the darkness, coming out of sin, coming out of your lost ways to find salvation in Christ. Very important. In the New Testament in Greek, reprove, elencho. It means to convict, to refute, confute, suggest of shame, a person that's convicted, to bring to light, to find fault, to correct, to chide, to admonish, to call to give account, to show one his fault, to demand an explanation. So this is what we do when we stand against the church systems. We ask people, what body are you with? Oh, Roman Catholic. Hey, they teach a bunch of false doctrines that are going to damn your soul. Can you give an answer for those? Praying to Mary, the bread and the wine literally turns into Jesus, things like that. The Bible calls us to reprove and rebuke. Okay, I'll read a scripture verse about that at the end. But how about this one? Ephesians 5:11, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. So we're to stand against evil. We're to use the light. We're to reprove it, to basically correct people's wrong idea about what they're doing outside of the truth of God, bring them back into the covenant of God under the blood of Christ, bring them back into truth. Jesus said you must worship in spirit and truth. This redemption and reproving, they go hand in hand. Ephesians 5:13, but all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doeth make manifest, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. So you can see reproving or convicting is a key in the redemption process, as the Bible calls us to repent, as I was preaching before, the shed blood of Christ, conviction of the Holy Spirit, and us preaching the word of God. Paul says, how will they know without a preacher? And faith comes by hearing, hearing the word of God. So we help in the process by preaching and by living it. The Holy Spirit comes and convicts. And this is how God carries out his plan of redemption. This is how grace can be carried out, the ability to live after and follow after Christ. And this is all the process of saving a man or a woman's soul. We want to be a part of that. We want to be a part of redemption. And reproving is a big part of that. A big problem in the culture today in churchianity is nobody wants correction. Nobody wants to be rebuked. Nobody wants to be reproved. They all want to just be okay in their sin. But you won't find that anywhere in the Holy Scriptures. So we, preachers of righteousness, true saints, the elect of God, we have a very high calling as saints. Why? Well, we're called to reprove all things, even ourselves and each other. And in these last days, it's going to be a very much hated process. Why? Men love their sin, and churchianity promises redemption without reproving repentance or obedience, which is nothing but a total lie. This is what Paul told us. 2 Timothy 4, 2 and 3. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap up to themselves teachers having itchy ears. Do you see the problem there? Sound doctrine goes by the wayside. No longer is reproving accepted and seen as an important process of redemption. And they go to easy believism, heresy, and false ways. So ask yourself, saints, if you're listening, if you're redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, do you see the key role that reproving plays in your redemption and those people around you? Correction, rebuking, plays an important part of the salvation journey. Otherwise, how are you going to stay on the narrow road? Absolutely. We must stay on the narrow path. Jesus said, strive, fight in Luke 13 to enter through the straight way. And it's an ongoing process. Every day, week, month, and year, we are active in reproving ourselves, reproving those in the body, reproving those who claim Christ, and pointing the way of the lost world via the gospel so they can find redemption. So redemption and reproving go hand in hand. You can't have one without the other. Don't let anybody tell you anything different. Test all things. I hope that blessed you. Check out don'tperish.com. Check out all the resources. Adding to it every day at the Ecclesia Gathering Area to edify, to reprove, and to point you to redemption. Love y'all. May God be praised.